and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Tim with T&L Tree Service. Fall is a perfect time to start preparing your trees and landscape for the winter. My staff of certified arborists can make your fall cleanup of trees simple and worry-free. Removing dead limbs and thinning the crown from your trees in the cool fall months will prepare your trees for next spring's growing season. Call me today at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. Next spring, you'll be glad you did. T&L Tree Service. Your trees and plants are our number one priority.
Hello, human. It's me, your dog. I know your car battery died, so you couldn't make it home on time, but I just wanted to let you know that everything is A-okay. I made you a couple presents. You know, the kind you pick up in a plastic bag? Yeah, I put one right on your pillow. I figured that'd be the best place for you to find it. Also, the couch needed a little shredding, so I took care of that, too. Also, I ate the mail. Who's a good boy? I am.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Big Bend Auto Center, your full-service auto repair center, has been serving the community for over 50 years. Check engine light on? Contact Big Bend Auto Center for free code retrieval. BigBendAutoCenter.com.
American Express has cars and services for business of all sizes. Find out how they can help you prepare for growth at open.com.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Crank Opinions on the air. Yeah.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
warm apple pie.
That's the best kind. With a scoop of ice cream.
The only way to eat it.
Well, boy, the old self, if I were my old self, pre-35-pound lost self, I'd be scarfing food, you know.
Nothing. Am I the only one that doesn't like pumpkin pie?
I used to hate it when I was a kid. I wouldn't eat it. It looked like, it looked ugly.
I love pumpkin pie.
Sweet potato.
But do you eat it without whipped cream on it?
Oh, no.
See, that's the point. So that's what makes
what
pumpkin pie.
Is,
eating it by itself, it doesn't taste that great.
If a pie is not good enough to eat by itself, it's not good pie.
Exactly.
But I can eat pumpkin pie by itself just fine. If I have whipped cream, I'd like to have it. But no, I just
it doesn't taste that great on its own, though, right?
Hey!
That's like saying a really good apple pie or cherry pie isn't really that good because it's better with a scoop of ice cream. No, it's just a compliment.
But that still tastes really sweet by itself. I don't think pumpkin pie is really... Well, I'm not a fan of nutmeg. Don't they add a bunch of nutmeg?
I believe they do.
Yeah, I don't like that spice, so maybe that's it.
It's kind of an ugly pie. You know, let's see. Hey, welcome to the Playhouse, everybody. The Playhouse is brought to you by First Community Credit Union. The joke will be brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body. Let me tell you who else is in the room. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if the time has come for you to receive some money from your 401k, it's a great time then to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says, Peon, you don't know how to eat pumpkin pie. And if you don't like it, that you're doing the wrong thing by trying to put whipped cream on it. He says, pumpkin pie with whipped, what was it?
Cheese.
Whipped cheese on it.
Oh, like easy cheese on it?
Yeah, try that. He says, there's your answer right there. Give it up, folks, for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Don't people put some cheese on their apple pie? Don't some people do that?
Yes. I've seen people eat cheese on an apple, slice of apple, just eating an apple with cheese on it.
I guess that's not totally weird.
But I don't want it on apple pie.
Yeah.
Now, at that smokehouse, their apple pie, cherry pie, pecan pie. Let's not talk about it. Because I'm not interested. No thanks.
To me, I think that pecan pie is the sweetest of any pie,
absolutely,
right? Isn't it?
It absolutely is the sweet Karo syrup.
And, yes.
It's just all sugar, which is what makes it so fantastic. No, good pecan pie. Man. It's kind of crusty and hard on top, you know. Even sometimes when they're mushy, they're still good. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They're the biggest advertiser we have right now when you throw in the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. So in the season of Thanksgiving, thank you, First Community Credit Union, for stepping in here and being part of this show years ago when there was an opening for a financial institution. I think it's been a great partnership. Apparently you do, too, because you're still with us. And I hope you're with us next. If we're here, I hope you're here. Now, if you folks want to thank First Community, there are two ways to do it. You can stop in and say, hey, thanks for, you know, the show, the yard sale. I'm AM in the PM. An even better way to thank them, move your business over there. Move your business from wherever it is, wherever you're doing your banking, to First Community Credit Union. You can start here because I got a pretty good incentive. Start with your car loan. If you move it to First Community Credit Union, they will put $100 in your account. Just $100, that's it. I mean, you go, what's the hitch? It's not a hitch. It's a $100 thank you. Now you have a car payment with First Community Credit Union, famous for low-interest car loans, so you may very well find your payment is lower on your car, and you got $100. And then there are all the other great reasons to bank there that I don't have time to go into, and you'll never fully understand until you are a member of First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 43 locations, First Community Credit Union. Cut that little pause out.
Okay.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's the app, and it works, and it's free. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hey, everybody, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, doing great, Bill. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Well, we've got a new CNN poll. President-elect Trump's approval rating has now climbed to 47%, which is pretty impressive, especially considering the CNN poll question was worded, Trump stinks, right? That's pretty good. Donald Trump, did you hear about this? He had a meeting the other day with top news anchors and executives, and according to reports, called them all liars and disgraceful and ripped them apart. Yeah, which explains why last night NBC's Brian Williams claimed that Trump praised the press and gave him a hug.
See, they've even distorted that.
Yeah.
That's right. The Obamas and the Bidens, they're ready to have their final Thanksgiving there in the White House. Joe Biden said he's especially ready for Thanksgiving, said he's all ready to hand out candy to the kids that come to the front door.
See, he's making it sound like Biden's stupid.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon, what happened?
Well, they're not applauding because it's coming to an end. They're just applauding what you've already done.
Oh, okay, I got it. This is my favorite. You know, I tell this next joke every Halloween. Listen, every Thanksgiving. I think it's like 15 years now, but it's my favorite. You ready? Here we go. Preparations are underway.
Well, we didn't say we're ready. We never said we're ready. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
No.
Are you ready now?
I am. Danny, you ready?
Hold on a second. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, two out of three. We're ready. Go ahead.
Okay. Preparations are underway for the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Quite a task to control those giant balloons. To get the balloons to stay in the air, it takes a team of people using a set of complicated levers and pulleys. And, you know, it's the same system they use to get pants on Rosie O'Donnell.
He loves those Rosie jokes.
I do. I love Rosie. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And, hey, happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Hey.
You too, Bill.
Oh, hey.
Same to you.
All right. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Thank
all right,
you.
See you later. Right.
Bill Cleveland. It is Thanksgiving tomorrow, not to get mushy, and I'm not going to get mushy, but I do have a lot to be thankful for here, and I don't really like it when I hear people do that, but I think I might have the best life of anybody I know. And if your work life isn't going well, then your personal life usually doesn't go well either. And I've been able to do what I want to do and do it the way I want to do it. And that's a great thing. I work with a couple of great people here. You guys haven't met them yet.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd like to meet
them. Yeah, they're.
I'd like to meet some great people in this building.
They're coming on board a week from Monday. But it's true. And the listeners, I tried to decide today, it's a chicken and the egg, which comes first, advertisers or listeners. I thought, who do you put at the top of the I'm so thankful for list? And I say it has to be listeners because if you don't have the listeners, you don't have the people to patronize the advertisers, so you have no advertisers. So, listeners, you come first. Advertisers, you're a real close second, because without you, we're not here. And to those of you out there who, I don't know, you're younger, and I know many of you aren't listening, but you're starting out, and that's a great ride. It can be a great, great ride. I'm also thankful for the fact I was really poor, okay, because I've seen kind of both parts of sides of life, having money, not having money. And I would actually, every once in a while, think that I'd like to go back to that, because there's something. Neil Sedaka wrote a song called The Hungry Years, and there are two lines in it. One line is a place where they say, everything we wanted, we already had. And what that means to me is, as you get older and older, you want stuff, and you want more stuff. And if you just stop and think right now, what you have now was what you wanted at one time. Everything you wanted is what you have. And it makes you realize that, well, it seems so important to have this at that date. And then later on I had to have this. And it became much less important because it wasn't a goal anymore. And the other line in that song is, the things that we were after seemed much better from afar. It's the things you don't have seem like a big deal because you don't have them. So just remember that whatever you get, at some point it just becomes something you had. It's not that big a deal. The number one thing. And what's missing in, I think, the high crime communities, and what's missing in other countries, not all of them, but some of them, like ISIS and these morons, is family. If you don't have any family, find somebody that will kind of become your family. Because this business about being by yourself, that's tough. Now, there are people that say, I love being alone. And they mean it. I think they really mean it. They're not like me. I don't know. I don't know how it would make it. So thank you for 19 and a half years. You know who you are, the people that advertised on this show and still do. Like Pistols Plus, who, since there's no outdoor segment today, I will just thank you on behalf of Pistols Plus. All of you who either go to the lake anyway and you found Pistols Plus, or you actually, and I've got a couple of emails, they drove all the way to Osage Beach just to go to Pistols Plus. And you can check them out online. Check out their Facebook page, Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, Missouri. There is something I mentioned to Peon, I think, yesterday, and Dan wasn't around, but I have a drawer and a box full of chargers, and I can't throw them away because I don't know what they charge. There's a wall end, an AC end, and then there's the other end that plugs into the thing to charge it. These people that make this stuff should start putting on that big black box that the prongs are in, you plug in the wall, put on there what the product is. Because I got like 10 of these, and they have no marking on them. It doesn't say Sony PlayStation or something flashlight.
Or does it even say Sony or Motorola anything?
Wow. No. It says Mitsubishi Yashi Corporation, 600 amp, double wide, double watt, something. It's gibberish. And I got a label maker, and I can't believe I forget that I have a label maker. When you buy something, take the charger and stick the name of the thing it charges on there, or you're going to go nuts like I am, because it's driving me insane. And if you, as soon, I guarantee as soon as I throw one away, I will find something and go, hey, this is not charged. Where's the, that was the charger. I can't throw them away. There are just some things you cannot throw away.
Oh, yeah.
My wife found yesterday a little digital handheld recorder. It's real small, and it's digital. So, don't forget to get stuff at the grocery store. And I absolutely don't need it. I have a phone now. Now, this is something I had years ago. I have a phone now that I can record into, make notes into, write notes, type notes. I can't throw this thing away. You know why? Because it works. I put batteries in it. I'm not testing. I can't throw it away because it works. So I guess it'll go to Goodwill. They take stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they do.
Because we've been giving them lots of rugs and stuff. I think my wife actually has taken hardware, you know, toaster, whatever. So I'll give it to them. Make sure somebody will get a big kick. And I have a little digital recorder.
Some kid, you know what? Your grandson might like that.
Yeah, it's a little complicated for him. It's a really complicated setup and record and play and all that.
Oh, you think that, but man, once he turns...
No, you know, you got a point.
He can already work
an iPad. Hey, there's a story Pian gave me about a guy in China, and he says that he was declined an application by several banks. He wanted to get a loan. Because he couldn't provide him fingerprints. He didn't have any arms.
Oh man.
No, that just doesn't, something seems wrong about it. You can tell me that's the only way that you can identify somebody? That's not true. Take some DNA from him. His name is Wu Zhongping. He's 25 years old. He's from Zhengzhou, Henan. Thank you.
Oh, that's over by Chesterfield.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And he said he refused to get a loan to buy a house because he didn't have any fingerprints.
Wouldn't you think that they,
aren't there toe prints? Do you have a pattern in your toe?
I don't know. I don't know if you do, but there's eyes.
I have to look at my toe. I honestly don't know. Do we have little lines in our toes? I don't think we do.
There are people that they do the eye scan stuff.
There you go. Iris. Yeah. Eye identification. That's true. So I feel bad for it. I thought that was a weird story. But here's a sick story that will turn your stomach, so get ready, okay? Thank you, Peon. What a surprise having this come from you.
Oh.
Over in Great Britain, at City Center, there were people handing out to shoppers a milk alternative. It was an alternative to, you know, the cow's milk that most people drink. And so the people who were asked to take a drink, they were asked to describe the taste, the texture, and the consistency. And this was a PETA experiment. These PETA people, I'm sure there's good stuff they do, but why is it we only hear about the nuts at PETA? So they're known for staging protests over there, just like here. And some of their campaigns are shocking. So after they conducted this most recent pro-vegan test in London, the people that drank this alternative to milk said that they found it sweet and that it was very white. They liked the fact it was really white. You know how skim milk is not, even 1%.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were real impressed with that. And one of the people testing it said, oh, it's really smooth. It tastes kind of like a milkshake, but it's just smooth. And then they were told what they were drinking. Dog milk.
Wow.
Now, yes, that's the reaction, but then let me ask you a question. Why is a cow
I don't know. And
the milk, how did that become the thing to drink? It could have started out, we'd be drinking dog milk.
Or goat's milk.
Because cows are bigger and they make more of it?
I don't know.
But I'm telling you, it's like over in Vietnam, they put cats in the casserole and such, they eat dogs. To us, that's disgusting. To them, it's like eating chicken or something. Mm-hmm. So dog milk, yes, I would think I would have barfed if they said dog milk.
Then you have to read the end of the story and who was behind it. PETA was behind it.
Well, I said that.
Oh, okay.
I just said PETA.
They tell everybody, all right, it wasn't really dog milk. It was soya milk. So their whole point was, you don't need to drink the milk of animals. You can have another
go
product
away.
Made by soy. Oh. That,
go away. Soy has no teats. Go away. The joke is brought to you by Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body. They've been with us a long, long time. Long time, chewy, chewy, Tootsie Roll, that's a long time.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
They have 10 locations, and they're in the body business, not people's bodies, car bodies. They make it look like it never happened. That's a great, great slogan for them. Like it never happened. Meaning, you don't want an 8-year-old car to be painted in part with brand new paint that looks like it would look the day it came out of the off the assembly line, because it won't match. It oxidizes. They know how to 8-year oxidize the factory paint. It's perfection. It's art. That's why they have 10 locations, because people appreciate good work. Schaefer Auto Body. Find out which one is closest to you. It's on their website, SchaeferAutoBody.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
A line of people waiting to get into heaven at the pearly gates. And the one guy is, you know, obviously hoping he'll get in, as everybody is. And he's noticing that as each person goes up to talk to, it must be St. Peter or somebody, they have someone bring out a big book, a great big monster giant book. And they have a discussion with the person waiting to get in. When he steps up, he realizes what it is. He's greeted. He says, "I am St. Peter. Nice to have you up here. A little early. We don't normally expect to see people in their 40s. But you're welcome here anyway, and I certainly hope that we'll be admitting you soon." And as St. Peter's talking to this guy, he says, "You know, I'm looking through the book of your life. And one of the things the boss likes to see before he lets people into heaven is he likes to see that somebody's done something for someone else, something very unselfish, something maybe risky, but to help another. I don't see here anywhere in your life where you really helped anybody." And the boss likes that. And the guy goes, "Hold on, with all due respect, St. Peter, what about the biker incident?" St. Peter says, "What biker incident?" He says, "What biker incident?" "The biker incident where I was at this little bar after work, and I was actually on a trip, a business trip, and I stopped at this place. It was Black Hills of South Dakota. And I'm in this place, and a bunch of these bikers came in, and they start, having kind of some fun with a waitress and picking at her and grabbing at her, and I could tell she was very uncomfortable, and they wouldn't leave her alone. And I told them, 'Hey, you guys, let's knock it off.' And they laughed at me. So I got up and I said, 'Who's the leader of this gang?' And a guy, a great big guy, a lot of tattoos, and he stood up and he said, 'I am.' And I walked up to him before he even knew it. I punched him real hard, right in the nose. And then when he was down, I ripped his nose ring out of his nose. He's gushing blood. And then I kicked him in the head. And then I walked outside, and I sort of figured the lead bike was his bike. So I kicked his bike over, jumped up and down on it. And then I picked up a big rock, and I dented his bike and scratched it all up. Yeah, I showed him. And I went back in. I told him, I said, 'Hey, you leave her alone, or you'll be answering to me.'" St. Peter said, "Wow, that is very brave. When did that happen?" The guy goes, "About 2 minutes ago."
Meet me. All right. right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it's really not that bad, especially the way it started on eastbound Highway 270. A bit slow now, approaching Lindbergh through 170. Northbound 55, you're backed up to the 44 ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like westbound 44 is still a little bit heavy from that right lanes from Guyer Road down to Highway 270. Southbound 270, just off the pace now from the Clayton Road overpass, Doherty Ferry, and from 44 through Tesson Ferry. The heaviest right now is on southbound 55 from south of Highway M through Highway Z. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care on Black Friday. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care for their early bird special. Get free tire installation until 10 a.m. with a four-tire purchase. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Today.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. Anything that brings family together is a good thing. Our 77 years in St. Louis makes us feel like family. Edwards Carpet wishes all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Now on to business. We've just received notices from all the flooring manufacturers, and they're all raising prices across the board 3 to 10%. So come in and beat the increases and get 12 months interest-free financing. We have more than 90 products on sale. Carpet, wood, vinyl, and tile. Buy now and install now, or wait till after the first of the year, but you'll have locked in your sale price. And for the last time this year, Edwards will cover the tax. So last chance sale prices, 12 months interest-free financing, and Edwards will discount the amount of your tax. Sorry, but previous sales are excluded. Don't miss out. Sale ends at close Sunday after Thanksgiving. Small Business Saturday is Saturday, and we urge all of you to support your local small businesses and keep your money in St. Louis.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Stores.
With a low unemployment rate of 5%, finding and hiring great employees has never been more difficult. Recruiting the best talent is key to your business's long-term success. So don't be fooled with firms that promise candidates are just a click away if it were only that simple. At AIM, AIM Employers Association, it's a St. Louis-based company, and they've been serving employers and companies in the region for 120 years. Companies of every size and every industry. At AIM, their recruiting solutions leverage experts and technology and are customized to fit your business. At AIM, their hiring technology integrates world-class background check services, assessment tools, and affirmative action plan. At AIM, they help you find the right person for the right job. Call AIM to help you with all of your hiring needs. 1-800-948-5700. That's 1-800-948-5700. Call AIM 1-800-948-5700. 1-800-948-5700.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
Mike Mudry here with USA Mortgage. We are honored to sponsor the 109th Turkey Day game. We have been a staple of the St. Louis community since 2001, and we take pride in being part of a great St. Louis tradition. USA Mortgage is the number one mortgage lender in both St. Louis and the state of Missouri. We have the knowledge and expertise to help the first-time homebuyer or the seasoned homeowner. Please contact me for a no-cost or obligation consultation. 314-503-6024. I look forward to helping you, your friends, and your family.
Mike Mudry, NMLS number 57655, USA Mortgage address 12140, Woodcrest and Sikkim Drive, Suite 150, St. Louis, Missouri 63141, USA Mortgage, NMLS 227262, Equal Housing Opportunity.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Cane's is now open in St. Charles on First Capital Drive at University Commons.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
I'm harmonizing in the background. Can you hear it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, thanks for responding to my screen text. I appreciate it. I'm assuming he's still in Chesterfield, Missouri.
Oh, yes, he is.
Thank you. I only typed it in like an hour ago. That was quick. From Chesterfield, Missouri, we will be bringing you Mike Evans, but I want to mention that his sponsor is right around the corner, practically, from where he is. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door there, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And a gift card from either one, and whoever you give it to will love you forever. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it up, 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 give it up.
How's the family visit going? Any fighting?
Oh, you know, they're all drunk and raising hell. The poor kids are screaming. It's just, you know.
That sounds.
Now,
that's the way
each time. Each time we've called you at 5:45, we hear what we're hearing right now, like an ongoing, nonstop party.
And I'm in a room completely away from everybody.
Well, that's how big and loud the party actually is.
All of them make it. You'll see how loud it is before it's over.
Well, now, is this your daughter's house?
Yes.
Do they have people over, or is that just your family?
It is. It's just my family. My sister from Leavenworth is here.
She was in prison?
Well, she was.
Okay.
And then my both my daughters are here. The one who lives here. The one who lives in Florida.
Oh, nice.
My daughter from Dallas, Texas is here. They all have children.
That's a great gathering.
Yeah, there's going to be 24 of us.
Now,
my son's here. from New York City.
Do you embellish what you do to them to make yourself even bigger? Like I'm on, you know, 900 stations or something. I mean, do they know what you? They know what you do, but
they've seen me on TV in LA and radio all over the country, and yeah.
They've seen you.
You know what?
11.2.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something.
What?
You know, I'm gonna tell you something.
All right, we're listening.
Okay. Since you asked, I get absolutely no respect from this family.
So it's 180 people.
Sad.
That's a lot of people having a good time. Good for you, man. Everybody's together. Good for you.
I know. They all, you know, no respect at
all. The rest of my life, that's all I ask for is 2-3 times a year, I want all of us to be together. That's it. That's
me
my
you?
Bucket list. No. My kids and my wife and, you know, her mom. And just, you know, a couple times a year, all of us together in the same place.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
That's the only thing. That's a bucket list of one thing. That's it.
That's just beautiful.
All right, what's going on? Hey, by the way, before I...
President-elect Donald Trump like his steak cooked rare, medium, or extra well done?
Mike, I speak for everyone when I say we don't want to wait till later. How in the world is Kanye doing?
He's still in the hospital, and he's not doing real good.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to bring it up because I think, you know, people hear that news, they're going to pull over on the side of the highway. They're going to be upset.
I just thought of an expression. Didn't want to bring it up because it would bring you down.
Exactly. That's very good. That's a good way
choice.
To put it.
Good choice.
So on the road, if I got a funny airline story. The other day while flying out here, our flight gets to cruising altitude, and right across the aisle, this very, very old lady just fires up a cigarette.
Oh, come on.
Just bigger and crap, just lights up a cigarette. Flight attendant goes, run down, put that out. The old lady is shocked. She's very indignant. I always smoke on airplanes.
That was your Aunt Nina.
She sounded a little bit like Nina. And the flight attendant says, well, when's the last time you flew? And this woman goes, well, it's been about 40 years ago. The lady says, well, things have changed. Put the cigarette out. But it is very odd if you're on an airplane and you see somebody fire up a cigarette.
I have not seen that in 35 years. I can't believe you got to be one of 20 people who've ever even seen that in the last 20 years.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And how could that old lady not know? How could she not know?
I know. Well, she was
old.
Pretty old.
Yeah, okay.
Fallout, Trump, she was brought in on a wheelchair.
Mm.
You know, they dumped her off out of her wheelchair, and next thing you know, she's firing up a Marlboro. Trump fallout is official. Eisenhower used Camp David. George Bush used his Austin farm. Nixon used San Clemente. Reagan used his Santa Barbara horse ranch. Obama used Hawaii for getaways. Trump's Roadhouse White House will be the Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach. However,
and there's always a however in life.
That's going to mean shutting down the West Palm Beach International Airport if you've ever been there, which a lot of commercial flights go into West Palm Beach. Will have to be diverted to Lauderdale or Miami. It'll cause gridlock over South Florida airspace, not to mention Highway 95, the freeway, and the turnpike.
That's
going to be a pain in the butt because the Florida airspace, South Florida airspace, with those three airports, there is always constantly a delay because of the traffic.
My guess is that he will almost never go there.
He says he's going to go there every weekend.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see. But I think the pressure may get too much. Another book review, anybody that's on your Christmas list that likes books, great book, Secret Service Dogs, or as the New York Post headline screams, In Dogs We Trust. That's what they did. Written by Marie Goodovich. It was about the team of dogs. There's about 30 of them that work 24/7 protecting the president, everything from bomb sniffing around the White House to aboard Air Force One and when he's on the road.
I would like to buy one of those if they retire them. Do you think they do that? Retire a dog from the Secret Service? I'd like to get that dog.
That'd be a good dog.
You bet. And you know they don't wait till they're real old to let them cut them loose from service.
Right. Date in history on this date, November 23rd, 1919, the first radio broadcast of a football game takes place. Texas A&M beats University of Texas 7-0. First radio broadcast of a football game.
I'll bet that quality
was
great.
Everybody has a great Thanksgiving. I want to say that right now. Don't eat too much. Go Cowboys. And then also, trying to do radio here. Excuse me.
Oh, awkward.
Ooh. Very awkward. Friday, no report Friday. I'll be on an airplane headed back.
Well, we won't be on the air anyway.
Yeah, we won't be here.
Well, that kind of makes me feel better. And then finally.
No.
I got to tell you, that Tom gave me a cherry pie yesterday for
Thanksgiving. Yeah, you did. Yeah, is there any left?
No, we already ate it.
Of course not.
As soon as I got home, I said, I want a bite. Next thing, everybody wants a bite. Next thing I know, I came in from watching TV and it was gone.
When I was fat, I had a cherry pie from Smokehouse. I took it home. And in less than 12 hours, I ate the whole pie.
Oh, that's good for you.
All by myself with cold milk.
Now, was your milk glass iced?
It's poured into a frosted mug.
Yeah, because the Frank Opinion demands frosted
cold
mug with
milk.
With his milk.
You bet.
That's the kind of man he is. That's the kind of a man that doesn't demand it, but deserves the respect that he gets.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike. That's nice.
Well,
and fine.
How does President-elect Donald Trump like to stay cooked? Rare, medium rare. Medium or extra well done?
Ooh, I'll say rare.
I'll say rare.
I'll say extra well done.
The answer is extra well
done.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, Mike. Kevin Lyle. How about Chesterfield set?
That is something I cannot do. The rare steak.
Oh, no, I can't.
It honestly bleeds.
Yeah,
blood comes out on the plate. I can't do that.
I have to have a medium well.
That's exactly how I like it. We're so much alike.
Oh,
I can't
believe
that was Mike Evans. Speaking of steak, I defy you to find a better one than Annie Gunn's, or to buy a better one, take it home and cook it yourself, then you'll find it at the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other, east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Gift cards, a great idea. Also in Chesterfield Valley, actually down in the valley.
The valley's so low, hang your head over here, that wind blew.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Thank you. Come on. When I say this, people aren't going to believe it. That was not rehearsed at all. We did not even
remember. No, we didn't.
They wouldn't believe it in a million years. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. Copper dome, copper top, and inside, ooh, big hand-knotted rug sale. Maybe now that great handmade rug that you've always wanted. If you can get it, this is going to be the place where you can get it. Arcade games, you know about that. Pinball. Black Friday has already started. Amini money, you buy anything. And you get Amini money. You stack up the Amini money, use it like cash. They have a 2-year layaway plan. They have zero interest for 12 months. There are restrictions, so you need to go to the store. And folks, when you see the furniture, which patio furniture, indoor furniture, the lighting, accessories in this store, you'll realize you're looking at stuff you can't get anywhere else around here. This is not your run-of-the-mill stuff. They don't sell any junk at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
All right, it's time for our final check on traffic as we head into Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Tim Whalen.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dan, and the rest of you guys. All right, tell you what, things have wound down very well. North County looks good. All the highways look good, except you have an accident on southbound 270 south of Highway 44. That's on the right shoulder. Traffic slow from Marshall Road, and you still have that backup on southbound 55 from Highway M to just before Highway Z, and then things open up after that. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. On Black Friday, come into Firestone Complete Auto Care for their early bird special. Get free tire installation until 10 a.m. with a 4-tire purchase. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise.
Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at PremierHeatingCooling.net.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
All right, you two losers have a great Thanksgiving. You folks out there, thank you so much for joining us. Thank a police officer. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Nick!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Is Fox 2 News at 6.
Boosting police manpower to stop violent offenders. Tonight we'll show you the recent cases that indicate it's really working, but are county taxpayers willing to pay for more?
Student protests over race relations in the Ladue School District prompt an NAACP-sponsored town hall meeting tonight. The conversations leaders hope to begin.
Not much left in the way of moisture, but the clouds are certainly socked in, and they are not going anywhere tonight. Plus, we'll take a look at the travel forecast for Thanksgiving Day.
We are introducing you to one of the world's most well-known saddle makers and Overland's most hidden